Salam, dear listeners. Welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai. Till now, you heard the live broadcast from the Sai Kulwant Hall. We had a gratitude program by students of the higher secondary school, the 10th standard and the 12th standard students. It's time now to resume our evening session of Thursday Live, as the program in Mandir has taken longer than it usually does. We will continue our programs straight from the Bhajan tutor. We will skip the Vedam tutor for this week so that we can finish on time. So the sequence of programs would be starting with Bhajan tutor, as always. We'll continue with Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam and followed by Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Over now to Brother Bishu for this week's Bhajan tutor.
Let us offer our most loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our lives we know that love is the highest dharma. We know that non-violence and compassion surpasses every other emotion and every other feeling and every other role and responsibility and duty in this world. Let our hearts be filled with love for Thee. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a very beautiful bhajan, and the first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Mujhe darsh dikhao Bhagwan.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now. We will first make ourselves familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. We will listen to exposition of this bhajan by Brother Ajneesh Rai. Brother Ajneesh had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for nearly a decade during his student years, and currently he is very much involved in the bhajan movement in India and elsewhere. He has a recording studio in his home and he is a professional singer who composes bhajans and who shares the love of Bhagwan through songs and devotional offerings. So the conversation with Brother Ajneesh is coming up towards the end of the program. For the moment, let us learn the lyrics of this bhajan.
Mujhe darsh dikhao Bhagwan, he Sai Nath Bhagwan. Mujhe darsh dikhao Bhagwan, tum जानत सब अंतर्यामी, दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृत वाणी, तुम हो मेरे आत्मा राम बाबा, पूर्ण करो मेरे मन की कामना.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D pancham.
Mujhe darsh dikhao Bhagwan.
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान,
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान,
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान.
हे साईनाथ भगवान,
हे साईनाथ भगवान,
हे साईनाथ भगवान,
हे साईनाथ भगवान।
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान,
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान।
तुम जानत सब अंतर्यामी,
तुम जानत सब अंतर्यामी,
तुम जानत सब अंतर्यामी,
तुम जानत सब अंतर्यामी।
दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृतवाणी,
दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृतवाणी,
दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृतवाणी,
दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृतवाणी।
तुम हो मेरे आत्मा राम बाबा,
तुम हो मेरे आत्मा राम बाबा,
तुम हो मेरे आत्मा राम बाबा,
तुम हो मेरे आत्मा राम बाबा।
पूर्ण करो मेरे मन की कामना,
पूर्ण करो मेरे मन की कामना,
पूर्ण करो मेरे मन की कामना,
पूर्ण करो मेरे मन की कामना।
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान।
So that's how melodiously this bhajan flows. You heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And for those of us who are keen students of music, let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
Needless to say, I think most of the listeners would have guessed the raga of this bhajan.
Yes.
It's none other than Darbari.
Yes.
Darbari, as we have done many sessions, many bhajans, many bhajans compositions are done in Darbari, and it is such a powerful raga, very emotional, to convey the emotion, the pining, the feeling to the Lord. Darbari is the best, that's what I can say. What I have observed singing Darbari in the Kulwant Hall, Prashanti Mandir Bhajans, is people get really connected very fast to Darbari. Whenever a Darbari bhajan is sung, I don't know, there is a different kind of energy altogether in the hall. People just start following that bhajan, and especially I have observed with the fast Darbari bhajans, something like Ramachandra Raghuveera, Ramachandra Ranidhira, and there are many others. It's simple, but it just gets into ourselves, the raga, the tune, and then it's just a connection between you and Lord, that's all. The music just bridges the gap.
Amazing. When it is a slow bhajan, it is a very emotionally powerful bhajan.
Correct.
And when it is a fast bhajan, it is a very vibrant and energetic bhajan.
Energetic, exactly.
Yeah.
So in Darbari, you have the notes. Sa re shudri ga komal ga ma pa dha da komal da ni komal ni
sa ni sa da da ni ni pa ga ga ma ma re ni sa re sa da da ni ni sa.
As I was singing the suras, I was reminded of the beautiful song sung by Sri Ghantasala Garu, which is
Shiva Shankari Shivanandalahari,
which usually Brother Ashwath energizes the whole hall.
Yes,
singing this bhajan in front of Swami, as he has sung many times. And I really recommend listeners to listen to the latest rendition of that Shiva Shankari on this 90th birthday, that is 24th of November.
Yes.
Evening program in the Kulwant Hall. It's there in the YouTube.
Yes, I think that was a marvelous performance by Brother Ashwath. And there are many bhajans in this raga, isn't it, Anirudh, as you were saying?
Yeah, there are a lot of bhajans. And slow bhajans which come to my mind is
Sai Ram, Sai Sham, Mere Sai Ram, Govinda Hare, Gopal Hare,
and many more. And fast bhajans, as I told,
Ramachandra Raghuveera.
Very good example.
Prem se gao mangalana, Govinda Gopala Bolo Radhesha.
As we are dwelling now on Darbari, how about a small alap, Anirudh?
Yeah, sure. Let me try this time a beautiful bhajan from Bhavanjali, which is Narayana Hari Narayana.
Sure.
And Anand can play on the tabla.
Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Bharjana Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Bharjana Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Bhajana Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Bhajana Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana.
Amazing. You wish this Namavali does not end because it is just Namavali and you know you get lost in just chanting his name in such a beautiful tune. Wonderful. So can we go on with this bhajan? Can we do the swaras?
Yeah. Let's take the first line.
Mujhe darsh dikhao bhagwan Sare sa nini sare sa dada nini sa
Sare sa nini sare sa dada nini sa
He Sainath Bhagavan Re sa ni sa re 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 sa Re pa ga ga ma re sa
Re sa ni sa re 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 sa Re pa ga ga ma re sa
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान सारे सनी ने सरे सदरनी ने सा
सारे सनी ने सरे सदरनी ने सा
तुम जानत सब अंतरयामी मम पपद दनिद स स रे नि सा
मम पपद दनिद स स स रे नि सा
दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृत वाणी निरिगरि स स स नि नि स ग स द नि प
निरिगरि स स स नि नि स ग स द नि प
तुम हो मेरे आत्माराम बाबा रे 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 ग स रे ग ग म रे स स
रे 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 ग स रे ग ग म रे स स
पूरण करो मेरे मन की कामना म पपा म प स नि स प ग ग म रे स स
म पपा म प स नि स प ग ग म रे स स
Beautiful. It sounds so melodious when you hear the swaras of this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the beat of this bhajan?
The beat of this bhajan is 8-beat, Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, and it is Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. It is a slow bhajan, and generally we can sing maybe second or third in a typical session of 45 minutes. So let's do the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान
हे साईनाथ भगवान
हे साईनाथ भगवान
मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान
मुझे दर्शन दिखाओ भगवान।
सो दैट गिव्स अस अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल आइडिया ऑफ द बीट ऑल्सो। थैंक यू वेरी मच आनंद ऑन द तबला एंड अनिरुद्ध।
थैंक यू विशु। सायराम।
सायराम।
So we are done with the raga, the beat, the swaras. Let's move on to the most important aspect of bhava. How to connect to Bhagwan through this bhajan. Brother Ajneesh Rai, a former student of Bhagwan's university, an accomplished singer and musician, now shares his insights about this bhajan.
Sai Ram, Brother Ajneesh, and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sayaram, thank you, brother.
This bhajan, Mujhe Darse Dikhao Bhagwan, is such a powerful bhajan, and I want to ask you, what thoughts come to your mind whenever you offer this bhajan to Bhagwan? I know you have sung so many in front of the Lord, in the physical presence of the Lord. And this bhajan, the make of it, the feelings that it evokes are so powerful. And I know how you have sung so many bhajans in this raga and sung it so movingly. So what thoughts filled your mind whenever you make this offering to Bhagwan?
ओम श्री साई राम। मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान इज वन ऑफ द मोर सीरियस टाइप ऑफ भजन्स, मोर इंटेंस टाइप ऑफ फिल्ड विद भक्ति भावा, एंड दिस बीइंग बेस्ड इन हिंदुस्तानी राग कॉल्ड दरबारी कनाडा इज इवन मोर वेरी वेरी डीप टाइप ऑफ रागा, गंभीर भावा, इट इज कॉल्ड गंभीर भावा। This raga, that is Darbari Kannada, was supposed to have been created, discovered, let's say invented by Tansen during the Mughal period. And Mujhe Darsa Dikhao Bhagwan, He Sainath Bhagwan, is a plea, is a prayer, it is asking Bhagwan to give us a vision of himself, or give us a vision of the spiritual life, give us a vision in life, give us direction, tell us something, you know, because all the time in our lives, in our day-to-day activities, we tend to get lost. We tend to be asking questions, and we tend to be in, you know, split mind sometimes. What to do or not to do, to be or not to be is always the question.
So, Darsa Dikhao Bhagwan is not just give me your darshan, but you give me that vision so that I can envision you.
True.
Show me a path. Yeah. I am now in between two crossroads.
Yeah.
Tell me what I should do next.
That is what I feel. See, whenever we see Swami, we see our true self.
Wow.
Right? And to ask for Swami's vision is asking for a vision of our true self.
Yes.
Which is a realization of what we should be doing, what we really are. So, this deep, very song filled with pathos, let me sing a little and try to explain through bhava rather than by just words. The
first part of the bhajan is, let's call it the sthai. It dwells on the lower notes.
Mujhe darsh dikhao Bhagwan, mujhe darsh dikhao Bhagwan.
Then just a mere play won't appease Bhagwan. So you intensify the bhava. After the first line,
Hey Sai Nath Bhagwan, Hey Sai Nath Bhagwan, Mujhe Darsh Dikhao Bhagwan.
Still I don't get any answer. Because why do I not get any answer from Bhagwan? Because it is just preliminary, precursory. You know, you're just asking, Bhagwan, give me your vision. So you have to intensify. You have to take the prayer deep into your heart. So then you turn on your third and fourth gears.
Tum janat sab antaryami. जानत सब अंतर्यामी.
Swami, you are the all knowing omniscient Lord. You know everything. You even know what I am going to ask even before me asking.
दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृत वाणी, दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृत वाणी. तुम हो मेरे आत्मा राम बाबा, तुम हो मेरे Sai.
You are the Indrela. You know, without me asking, without me crying, without me weeping, you know everything. Atmaram is the indwelling deity.
Yes.
You are myself actually.
Puran karo mere मन की काम बाबा, पूर्ण करो मेरे मन की काम, मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान.
So this is the, you know, the rise and the fall in it. Every bhajan is in a cadence. It has to rise up. It has to go to that high pitch and then again land in peaceful way.
Beautiful. And actually, you know, very beautifully as the bhajan began, you said that it is all about knowing your true self, asking for the vision of your true self. And it is so clear because here you are saying that, you know, Tumho Mere Atma Ram. So whoever is the composer, even if you see from the composer's point of view, it was very clear that right from the bhajan began, we are not addressing for a darshan of a Lord to just come and manifest in front of us. Because finally we are saying that give us that Amritvani. Ultimately what we are saying is give us your message.
True. Absolutely.
We want that guidance from you. We are saying, as you very beautifully said, that you are the antaryami. There is no need for me to ask. You know what my problems are. Mm-hmm. And all I want is a message.
True.
And I very clearly know that you are not outside. You are very much inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what my heart wants. You know what my heart longs. So, give me that direction.
True.
Amazing.
This bhajan is very intense. And when you're not singing in congregations, in satsangs, you can just go on for hours singing line after line, you know, picking up a few variations. But of course, when you're singing in the mandir for everyone to follow, you have to simplify.
Yes.
And cut short, you know, the turns and twists. But it can take you on a different spiritual journey. Mm. For example, I can give you, during the antara,
तुम जानत सब अंतर्यामी 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 तुम जानत सब अंतर्यामी
The all-knowing one. It's a beautiful line. Then, it is like telling Bhagavan, you know everything, but why don't you give me also that? You know? It's like a very friendly thing. But you're also desperate that you want that vision, you want that wisdom. Then you shout out,
Bijo mere Prabhu Amre दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृतवाणी
So you can play around with the bhava.
Yes.
You know, the tune is the same.
दीजो मेरे
It is the same. But you can intensify
Yes.
the bhava.
दीजो मेरे प्रभु दीजो मेरे प्रभु
Just play around with the bhava. Not for the sake of vocal gymnastics.
Yes.
Don't go for technical. But go for the feeling.
Yes.
Dijo mere Prabhu Amrit Vani.
So these are the some things which for me personally it takes bhajan singing to A very personal experience, you know, it is just between you and your Lord. So, I do not believe in doing too many vocal gymnastics and technical, you know, all those things. But, if you know the raga properly, and if you have done your sadhana properly, vocal sadhana properly, you can concentrate on the feeling more.
Yes.
You do your riyas, all your gymnastics, all your acrobatics at home. But when you offer it to Bhagavan, you can fully concentrate on your bhava. And it becomes even purified.
Yes. But at that time, once you have done your homework well in terms of learning the raga and doing your practice of the voice, culture and everything, at that time when you are trying to express something to Bhagavan through bhava, then you are not in any way incapacitated. It automatically you are able to do without any difficulty.
True. Absolutely. Put the words correctly. So you don't have to use your mind.
Yes.
I'm going to do this turn. Yes. I'm going to take this palta.
Yes. Your attention is only on
yeah.
communication with the Lord.
Hmm. You have done all these turns and twists at home, you know. You have done 50 times, 100 times. So, at that moment, whatever thing comes within you,
yes,
you can just take it out.
Yes.
So, these are all paltas and all are channels for Baba.
Yes.
So, which route you are going to take? You have practiced that well at home, so you take that route.
Yes. And the other very beautiful thing you mentioned is, this bhajan is... You said it's a personal sadhana for you. You know, bhajan singing is a personal sadhana for you. And you know, when I think about it, you know, each bhajan is like this. Each bhajan is something which can really take you to the goal.
True. Absolutely.
Every bhajan is so pregnant with meaning and bhava. And you know, you can bhajan is not only for community singing. Yes, when you are doing a community singing, you follow
the pattern and you follow the rules of how it has to be sung first time, second time and so on. But I think, you know, when Bhagwan started the mission, he said Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam, which will take you across this ocean of Dustara Bhavasa Garataranam.
True.
Bhajan is what will take you across this ocean of cycle of birth and death. And as you very beautifully said, you know, all you have to do is, you know, you can just take one bhajan and keep ruminating over it.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep ruminating over it, and that becomes such a powerful sadhana that it will liberate you. Every bhajan has that potency to liberate
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Because, see, Bhagwan, he started his mission with Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. And after that, see, Puttaparthi could have had so many yoga classes going on, so many pranayama classes going on.
Correct.
In these 85 years,
yes.
He could have easily, you know, created so many Ayurvedic colleges or so many things going on here.
Yes.
But Bhagwan himself was present. When God himself is present, you don't need all these diversions.
Yes.
When the final goal is before you,
yes.
Why go into all these diversions?
Yes.
Isn't
wow.
it?
Wow.
So he is told, sing the name of the Lord with
yes.
love.
Yes.
And plus Bhagwan is there present.
Yes.
Plus, everything is small thing.
Actually, he made it so beautiful and so easy. In fact, very, very beautiful thing that you mentioned. If he wanted, he could have created so many
True.
Institutions, Kriya Yoga, Hatha Yoga, so many other. In fact, in one discourse, very beautiful Swami said that I do not recommend any of these yogas. Swami said, the only yoga I recommend is Prema Yoga.
Wow. True.
And I think bhajans are the most apt, most delightful medium to practice Prema Yoga.
Prema Yoga. True.
Because you can just sing a bhajan and, you know, you can be so lost. You'll have your own moments of becoming a Tyagaraja and a Meera.
Yeah.
During those moments, you become that.
You become.
Because so much you get lost in the Lord.
Bhagwan has given us the greatest yoga of yogas.
Yes.
This is bhajan.
Bhajan. Yeah.
And he himself has come. He himself has sat down and taught us bhajans.
Bhajans.
He himself corrected me so often.
Hey, can you mention one or two interactions that you had with Bhagwan?
This was my first bhajan before Bhagwan. That was Jaya Jaya Krishna Yadunandana.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother tongue being Nepali, I had this pronunciation problem of Hindi words. So after I sang this bhajan, you know, I sang Jaya Jaya Krishna Yadunandana. This was my first bhajan, 1990, I think.
Okay.
1990. And the following day, imagine following day, Bhagwan still remembers what you have sung. Huh? He calls me inside the interview room. He called actually the whole music group. And he said, yesterday what did you sing? And I sang this line. Jaya Jaya Krishna Krishna Yadunandana. Immediately Bhagwan stop. It is not Krishna. It is Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's not Kri. It's not Badari.
Mm-hmm.
That is long Ri.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it is Krishna. It is Chotari.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you pronounce wrongly, the meaning changes. And I argued with Bhagwan saying, it does not fit in meter if you say Krishna. And he said, why? Why doesn't it fit? You sing it once. Then he started tapping his, you know, hand to beat, and he made me sing. Jaya Jaya Krishna Yadunanda. Immediately it sounded beautiful. So that was my first lesson in pronunciation.
Wow.
So later on when I took up singing professionally, this lesson, you know, pronunciation, it made me go to Mumbai, Bombay University and learn Urdu for ghazal singing. And I took it up very seriously. Because in Urdu, you get even harder pronunciations. So that helped me a long way, you know, to take up singing professionally. That is how Bhagwan prepares his soldiers.
Yes. In fact, when we started this conversation, you mentioned about Tansen.
Mm-hmm.
This rag,
Darbari,
is supposed to have been composed by him. And I remember in one of the dramas that was staged in Bhagwan's physical presence, you were Tansen.
Right.
and the song that you sang was also in Rag Darbari?
True, that was also in Darbari. That was composed by our revered teacher, Shailesh Srivastava sir. He's exactly done Tansen's composition in Rag Darbari. It was very difficult to sing, because that time I was not familiar with ragas and things like that. But of course, by the guidance of Shailesha and many elders, and Swami personally, how Tansen should look, how Tansen should be wearing rings on all 10 fingers. So that was all Swami's direction.
That was a drama on Saint?
Actually, we have done so many, it must be Surdas.
Saint Surdas?
We have done so many dramas, so I forget the context. But I remember being Tansen.
You remember the song?
Not very well. Because that time itself, we took 32 takes to complete the song. we took the 33rd take that we finished at around 3 o'clock in the night in the Institute Auditorium. It was such a long song and everybody is making mistakes somewhere or the other, and we had to do 32 takes.
But I think the message in that scene of Tansen and Haridas was so powerful, isn't it? Where Tansen is singing for a name and fame.
True.
And then Haridas is singing for the love of Lord.
Yes. His Guru. Message is that Tansen says that I am singing for what you are going to reward me with.
Yes.
And he is singing for what he has already been rewarded with.
Wow. That's amazing. Haridas is singing for what is already been
rewarded.
Yes. And I think that is again a message for all of us who sing bhajans.
Yes. True. Yeah. We have been... See, first thing I always feel is I feel grateful that today I am able to sing. To get this life, you are already grateful. To get this life and to be happy in this life, you have to be even more grateful.
Yes.
To be happy and to be singing after getting this life.
Yes.
Imagine the bounty that the Lord has bestowed upon us.
Yes.
Very rarely you'll find people able to sing joyfully, happily,
Life has become a song.
True.
You never imagined that you'll take a professional singing when you joined Bhagwan's university?
Never. But it was music that, dragged me to Swami's feet.
And I think I can say that it still is what always keeps you connected to Swami.
Absolutely.
Wherever you are.
Wherever I go, yes.
And music has taken you to so many places, Sai centers, Sai organizations.
It is always being so blissful. So, Swami has given me a way, and not only me, every bhajan singer is given that, such a great blessing. And all that we have to do is continue singing and be happy and grateful. that's it. I'm sure Mujhe Darsa Dikhao, that prayer will be fulfilled.
He will grant us that vision.
Definitely. Actually, it's already there.
Yes.
It is just, we have to just clear our own fogs.
Absolutely. So beautiful. We just have to uncover whatever is clouding.
Yeah, what is clouding us? Our vision.
Our inner self. Beautiful. And I think bhajans like this, each bhajan is only helping us do this, to cleanse our inner self. So that we can listen to his voice, that Amritvani. And that is another very beautiful thing. He's saying Amritvani, It has to be that immortal thing.
Mm.
I don't want anything temporary.
Mm.
I want the immortal message. And I think every bhajan is like that, which will give you the immortal vision and the message of the Lord. Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother, for this opportunity. And I hope I get such opportunities more. you know, to rather than share, to, you know, to derive such joy of being in such a satsang. And I hope the listeners will also enjoy this episode, and the bhajan singers will take to heart and get something out of this meeting.
Sure. If he has arranged it, then he has a plan.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Sairam, thank you.
That was Brother Ajneesh Rai, an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, a very blessed singer and composer of Sai Bhajans. We now come to the last part of this program, where we listen to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanthi Nilayam.
दर्शन दिखाओ भगवान मुझे दर्शन दिखाओ
Thank you.
So with that, we come to the end of this current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The sound engineers for this program are Abhishek and Sunil. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this program at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan.